So 650, look, there's nothing more important in life, really, than having financial freedom and to being able to retire. I mean, other than, if you're not doing that, then it's going to be a sad ending. Lawrence Kotlikoff is a man that's been helping Americans do that for years. He's the author of the Get What's Yours series, and he now has software that's designed and built by economists to help you for retirement planning. Lawrence Kotlikoff, right here on WILS. Great to have you, Lawrence.
Thanks so much. Happy to be with you.
Now, what led you to even begin the Get What's Yours series and really focus on this issue?
Well, I've actually been working at this for since like 1993. I started a company, a software company, to help people see exactly how much they should save and spend into the future, and to get a higher living standard, and show people what economists have to say about personal finance. So I've been in the business a long time, and I had to learn all the rules about Social Security. So I wrote a book with a couple of co-authors called Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It became a New York Times bestseller, and my company has Social Security software Maximize My Social Security. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm curious, how much, so if you're looking at retiring, other than Social Security, how much money do you really need to live in a, you know, in a relatively comfortable way?
Well, it kind of depends on, my definition and economics definition of comfortable is to be able to maintain your living standard into the future.
Okay.
For some people, that's going to be at a high level. Some people, it's a low level. What we don't want to do is spend so much now that we're going to fall off a cliff in retirement.
Right. Let's say you're making $100,000 a year right now. What would it take to maintain a lifestyle like that?
Well, it depends on what state you're living in. California's got high taxes, for example. So there's a lot of specifics. Whether you've got any retirement account assets, what your Social Security earnings history has been.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our software, which is at MaxifyPlanner.com, this is the new software you mentioned, MaxifyPlanner. It figures out in a half a second what you can spend on an ongoing basis. And I'm telling you, it's really very sensitive to each person's circumstance. If you're married, if you got young kids, tuition, a mortgage, all this stuff, Medicare Part B premiums, you cannot figure this stuff out on your own. So the software is there to do it for you in a half a second.
Really?
And then
it's called MaxifyPlanner.com. And now what happens? You plug in all your information and it tells you how much you can actually spend a month or so? Or?
Yeah, it does two things. It says, here's how much you spend every year in today's dollars, apart from all the off-the-top expenses. Here's your discretionary budget, your spending budget, every year till your maximum age of life for you and your wife, if you're married or husband. And then the other cool thing is figures out ways to safely raise your living standard by figuring out strategies on Social Security and on retirement account withdrawal and on annuitizing your retirement account assets to get your living standard higher. And for many households, this can mean tens to hundreds of thousands of bucks.
Really?
Because it is really a lot of money.
So what's the technique of retirement funds withdrawals? Well, what's one technique to maximizing that, would you say?
Well, for example, should you take your retirement money early and your Social Security benefits late when they're much higher? They're 76% higher at 70 than if you take them at 62, your retirement benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So one idea would be to take your retirement account money early to buy time to take your Social Security benefits later. Ignoring Social Security, you want to take your retirement money out when your tax rate is low, not when it's high. So if you, for example, are in a low tax bracket in the short run, maybe you're 63 and you've just retired, your tax bracket's low. When you're 70 and you start taking your Social Security benefits, that's going to be taxable income as well. So your bracket may be higher. So the software is going to figure out exactly when to take out the money and whether to take the Roth money first or second. By the way, there's a $20% discount or coupon. If people just enter radio at MaxifyPlanner.com, they can get the software for 20% off.
Radio.
$99 regularly.
Password is radio. It's MaxifyPlanner.com. Lawrence Kotlikoff is with us here on WILS. So what's... What about you? Are you close to retirement yourself?
Well, I'm 66, but I'm a full-time professor. I'm not anywhere close to retirement.
Could you retire right now financially if you look at your numbers?
I could, but I got a 97-year-old mom. I've got a couple kids who are still getting their way in the world, and a sister that, a whole lot of dependents, let me put it that way.
Okay, so, now you said that 70, so are you yourself waiting until you're 70 for the Social Security benefits?
Yeah, I am, because, it's such a great deal. Social Security has set it up so that if you're a patient, you get this enormously higher benefit, and it continues until you're dead, which could be 100.
One more time, Lawrence. How much higher is it if you wait till 70 instead of 65?
Instead of 62, it's 76% higher adjusted for inflation.
76%.
So think about opening a check 76% higher every month from 70 to 100.
That's a lot. Do you think you're going to continue working after you're 70 also? Or?
I think I'll work till 75 at least, maybe 80. I hope to keep talking to you.
Really? No kidding. I guess it's just a matter of enjoying your job, right? That's a big part
of
it.
Yeah, it's a great job, and it's... I don't know what I would do without it.
Yeah.
Truth.
So what do you think when you see, I'm sure you've seen other professors retire early even. What do you think of that decision when people try to get out in their 50s?
Well, I think it's, you can live to 100, so you could be retired longer than you're actually working.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of a mistake because unless you really hate your job, but to me, I get to do things like find ways to help people out financially and study things like tax reform and talk to senators. So it's a fantastic job.
And is it realistic if you're making, let's say a salary again around $100,000 to get out in your 50s and manage your retirement at that point?
Basically, no. Yeah. And the software really makes that clear because you see that, if you want to keep spending through time, you can only spend this much. So the thing is really a lifetime budgeter. We're used to thinking about budgeting per week, per month, or per year, but we really have to budget over our lifetime, and that's what economics says. And it also says, look, our math and our algorithms at this point are advanced enough to figure stuff out for people so they don't have to just guess at how much they should be spending and end up with a big surprise.
Yeah, so no frivolous purchases for you, is that what you're saying?
Well, I work hard, I earn a fair amount of money, and I enjoy myself, go on vacations, but I try and do it within... a lifetime budget. So the software helps guide me as to what I should spend and not spend, how much.
It's Lawrence Kotlikoff. The series is called the Get What's Yours series. And you can, the software is at MaxifyPlanner.com, MaxifyPlanner.com, MaxifyPlanner.com. Excellent, Lawrence. That sounds like I might have to plug myself in there. I mean, I'm in my 40s, so do I have enough time to kind of plan things out?
This is exactly, it's a great thing for people at any age because, you can figure out whether, you can use the software to figure out whether you should switch jobs, go back to school, because each of these things are kind of safe moves, but they may or not be smart moves. But the software can say, look, if you do this, your living standard will be higher. If you do that, your living standard will be lower. So you get to see, I should do the thing that's going to raise my living standard.
Lawrence Kotlikoff, MaxifyPlanner.com, right here on WILS. Thank you, Lawrence.
Anytime. I'll be back.
And enjoyed it. We're back tomorrow, 6 p.m. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you on WILS. For feedback, send us an email at ccrecap@gmail.com. You can always reach us at ccrecap@gmail.com. Great to have you on WILS. Join us tomorrow. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.